Welcome to Simon Says Inspire, a podcast about life, leadership, and building legacies. I'm John Simon Sr.
And I'm Dina Simon.
We're recording from Oahu, Hawaii today, where Lucy is attending the University of Hawaii at Manoa. Shannon and I flew in from the Big Island, as they call the U.S., last weekend, actually February the 18th, and we stayed until the following Friday. And we had a great time there, and I thought I'd share a little bit of the stories about what we did while we were there, and also a couple of recordings that we did.
I love it. Sounds great.
I had never been to Oahu before, and one of the great things about it is it's not the largest island in the chain. It's actually the third largest, but it has the largest population of almost 1 million people.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of people crammed into a small space. Traffic was pretty bad most of the time. But I will say one thing. In the 3.5 days that we had to rent a car, we put over 300 miles on it. So
we
went from one end of the island to the other. So
It was
great to do that. And along the way, I met some really interesting people that I just pulled the microphone at and started talking to. And later on, you'll hear the recording. I met a fellow by the name of Derek. His day job is a general contractor, but he's a lifelong surfer, and he's been doing it for 37 years. And we met him at a place called Sunset Beach, which is in the far north end of Oahu. And he has surfed around the world. He told me a little bit about Fiji and surfing there. So it was interesting to get his perspective on surfing. And he talks about, you know, what it's like. And I figured he was about 50 years old. So he had a lot of experience at it.
Nice.
Yeah. And then I met a father and son, a fellow by the name of Pat Bentley and his son, Tucker Bentley. And they were from Alberta, Canada.
Nice.
And Shannon and I were sitting having lunch one day. In fact, this was at Pearl Harbor when we were there, and there wasn't a whole lot of seating available. And I just said, do you mind if we join you? And his wife and daughter had already got up, and they were going around looking at a few different things. And he said, no, yeah, feel free to sit down. And we started talking and found out Pat and his son, that's their third trip to Pearl Harbor there. And he was a farmer, a grain farmer from Canada. And his son, Tucker, works for John Deere. And he's a GPS and combine data specialist. So we talked a little bit about farming and what it was like. So it was a very nice conversation.
Interesting. And Pearl Harbor. Wow.
Yeah, now my first trip there, as I said, and Shannon and I went to the USS Bowfin, which is a submarine that they have sitting there that you can tour. And it gave me a much better appreciation for what Gary Henson went through all those years that he was on a submarine, because there's not a whole lot of room on the inside of those to maneuver, and especially when you put 100 and some people on it. So,
right. So
it gave me a new appreciation for what he went through. And of course, the USS Arizona Memorial, again, it's one of the most heart-wrenching things, but they've done such a great job of memorializing everyone and everything there. Mm-hmm. And then went to the Air Museum after that, so I did get to see that, and the USS Missouri. And the one comment they made, the war for the U.S. started December 7th, 1941, when the Japanese bombed Pearl Harbor. And it ended on USS Missouri. So they have the ship that started and then the one that ended it. The treaty was signed on the USS Missouri. So they have the beginning and the end of the war right there in Pearl Harbor.
Right there. Yep. Interesting. Yeah.
So we ate at a lot of great food trucks. We don't have many of them here, but over there, they're everywhere. And I can't tell you how great the food was, because everywhere you went, it was as good or better than the last place you went to. So we really enjoyed that, too. And I was curious for Lucy to see what it was like. You know, they say after a while you get island fever when you've been there too long. Now, she's only been there since August, so she probably doesn't have it quite yet. But there is a lot to do there. We, as I said, we went up to the far north shore at Sunset Beach. And then Shannon and I, one day, we went to the far south place, where part of the island, where there's a beautiful lighthouse that we got to see and hike to. So
nice.
So that was a great part. So the whole trip was a lot of fun. And it was great to see Lucy and hear everything that she's doing right now and how she took a a real chance in going that far away to college, but she seems to be thriving.
Yeah. And she loves nature and being outdoors. And so, you know, I totally get the island fever, like once you're there and feeling, you know, that you're so far away. But she just would be the kid that would embrace all of the opportunities to get out and do things. And so that's so exciting.
She was looking for a job. And yeah, she can't get, you know, a steady job, I would say. But she started dog walking for a lady, and the lady has a little poodle that's probably, you know, 7 or 8 pounds, not a real big dog or anything like that, but twice a week, Lucy takes a bus and goes over, and the lady's in a nursing home that allows her to have a dog. So Lucy takes the dog for a 20-minute walk twice a week.
Nice.
And all the older people in the nursing home, they love seeing Lucy come by and talking to them and all that. So Lucy gets to, you know, the therapy for her and for them and the dog. So,
yes.
So I think it's a win-win-win.
A win-win, exactly.
For everyone, yeah.
Yes. Well, super excited that you documented the trip this way, and it will be fun to get all these recordings on this podcast so people can tune in.
One other quick note is when we were there, we bought a surfboard. And she wants to learn how to surf while she's there. So
nice.
That she's already taken a lesson. And in fact, on Friday, Shannon took a lesson. So
nice.
She wanted to try it also. So it's, you know, not many chances to surf whenever you're in Durango, Colorado, but there's plenty of it on the shores of Oahu.
Yeah. And I think you shared, which I may totally make sense, but you buy kind of a beginner surfboard. And then as you get better, you graduate to there's like different levels of surfboards.
Yeah. Lucy, we got her a used board and it was a 7-foot board. And then as you become better at it, you get thinner boards and longer boards. And the larger ones I saw were 12-foot boards. So the world of difference between a 7-foot board and a 12-foot board.
Right. Yeah.
It was funny because one night Shannon and I were watching TV in the room and they had a surfing competition on TV from the beach that we were at. And one of the fellas was out there surfing, and his board actually broke in half.
Wow.
And I was telling someone about it, one of the instructors, when Shannon took her lesson, and he said, that's not uncommon because their boards are so long and so thin that if they catch the wave the wrong way, they'll just break in half. And it did. It just snapped right in half. So I'd never seen that happen on TV before.
Sure. Yeah. Well, glad you had a fantastic trip.
Yep, we did. I know that Lucy will have a great time over there as she continues her education. And I know she's going to look forward to hopefully many years over there.
Yeah, awesome.
Welcome to Simon Says Inspire, a podcast about life, leadership, and building legacies. I'm John Simon Sr., and today, February the 18th, I am at Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport awaiting my flight number 123 on American Airlines to go to Honolulu, Hawaii to visit with Lucy. I am going to meet Shannon there. Shannon had a little bit of trouble getting out of Albuquerque this morning. She initially had planned on going from Albuquerque to Los Angeles to Honolulu, but her flight was canceled going to Los Angeles, so American flew her to Dallas-Fort Worth, and she will pick up a flight there at about 11 o'clock, and she'll arrive in Honolulu about an hour after I do. So I will follow up after that. Had a great flight today, left on time and arrived on time, and the weather in Honolulu is supposed to be great. Well, good afternoon. It is Monday, the 19th of February, President's Day, and Lucy has off of school today, so she's able to spend the entire day with Shannon and I. Right now, we are on the north shore of Oahu, and we're headed to Sunset Beach. We just left the Botanical Gardens and saw a lot of beautiful trees and a bird.
The peacock.
The peacock, yeah. So, Lucy, why don't you say hi to everybody on the podcast?
Hi.
So tell me, Lucy, how do you like it living here on the island?
I really enjoy it. There's a lot of activities to do here, and it's very different from Durango, where I come from, but I'm really enjoying it so far.
Well, that's great. Well, Shannon's driving right now, so we won't bother her too much, but
We're headed, as I said, to Sunset Beach, which is just a mile or so up the road from where we're at right now. And it's supposed to be one of the more beautiful places to sit and watch the surf come in. I doubt that there'll be many surfers out there today, but we'll see whenever we get there. So we're here at Sunset Beach, and you can actually feel in the air the water coming up from the spray from the waves that are out there. Shannon, what do you think of this view?
I love it. It is spectacular.
And the waves look really, really big today. Lucy, compared to other times you were here, how do you think they are?
Oh, these are pretty big. This is probably the second biggest I've seen them. So I would not want to be out there swimming or surfing today.
As we walked over here, you can't believe the number of chickens and roosters that we saw just walking alongside the beach. They apparently have found a great place to live here in the north shore of Oahu. Well, today is Tuesday, the 20th of February, and Shannon and I are at Pearl Harbor. We're having lunch right now, and we ran into two gentlemen, and I assume your wife and daughter are here from Alberta, Canada. Let me introduce you to them.
I am Thad Bentley.
And I'm Tucker Bentley.
So Pat and Tucker Bentley are here, and I think Pat said that this is, what, your third time here visiting Pearl Harbor? Okay. Tucker, how about you?
Same here.
Oh, same for you. Okay. What do you like the most about it?
Oh, the Missouri is amazing. Like, just walk around, all the older technology that is just blows your mind. They had that in those days. And the Arizona Memorial, like, that is just, like, breathtaking. This takes you right away.
Were you in the military at all?
No, I wasn't.
Okay. Much like me, depending on the age that you are and what, you know, what was going on at the time. I had two brothers that were in, but I wasn't fortunate enough to go in. So, Pat, why don't you tell our listeners what you do for a living?
I'm a farmer, just a grain farmer, cereal grains in Alberta. So,
for like Kellogg or something like that, or is it? Or you really don't know? You just purchase?
It just goes to the elevator and the way it goes. Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. And Tucker, you work for John Deere.
Yeah, so I work with GPS and combine data, so every machine brings across data that's new now, so then I work with that and making sure it's coming across properly and analyzing the data and what it's going to tell us based off that.
It sounds like farming has gotten pretty technical compared to probably whenever you started it.
Definitely has. I struggle to keep ahead of it. It's changing so fast, so.
Well, you know, the part about farming is you're so dependent on the weather and whether you get rain or you don't get rain or what the winters are like and everything.
Exactly. Yep. This year we're really, really lacking snow, so we could be into a drought this year. So every year's different. You bet.
Well, great. Well, I'm going to thank you guys for joining the podcast and hope you continue to have a great time. How much longer are you here?
We're here till the 24th.
Oh, wow, you got four more days, so since the 12th. Okay, well, great. I guess once you leave Alberta, it's a long trip, so you might as well make the most of it, yeah. Okay, well, great. Well, thank you, gentlemen. It was great talking to you.
Thank you.
This is John over at Sunset Beach, and I have Derek with me. And Derek, you look like a professional. Is that pretty much the case?
No, I'm far from a professional, but
well, with all the logos I saw on your board, I thought maybe somebody sponsored you out there and you were, you know, maybe getting paid to do this fun thing that you do
back in the day, but yeah, not anymore.
Okay, so what you're saying, it's a young man's sport, baby.
Definitely.
Derek, how many times did you get out today?
I probably got like five waves this morning. Yeah.
And how are they compared to normal waves?
This place is very radical. It's a strong wave that will punish you for being out there.
Well, I noticed your board has a few little dings and dents in it there, so how did they happen?
That's actually from another spot in Fiji. It's really shallow reef and dry docked on the reef.
So, Derek, how long have you been doing this?
For 37 years, probably.
Well, that's pretty good. You're only 40, so yeah. You started when you were about three.
Yeah.
What do you do for a living?
I'm a general contractor.
Oh, okay. So this gives you the opportunity to come out here during the day every once in a while and catch a few waves.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, hey, Derek, thanks a lot. I wanted to find out a little bit about it, meet someone from here. My granddaughter goes to college here at the University of Hawaii at Manoa.
Oh.
So I'm here visiting from Fort Worth, Texas, and my daughter from Durango, Colorado.
Awesome.
Which, not too many surfing in those places.
Yeah. Yeah.
Derek, thanks for all your time. I appreciate it.
Yeah, no worries. Thank you.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Well, good morning. It is Wednesday, February the 21st. Shannon and I left the hotel about 8:30 this morning, and it's about 8:55 now. We just arrived at Makupu Summit, which there's a gorgeous lighthouse there. It's a 2-mile round-trip walk from the parking lot up to the lighthouse, uphill all the way going there and downhill all the way coming back. But it's well worth the time you put into the walk. Shannon, do you want to talk a little bit about it?
Yeah, it was a great walk. The trail is paved the whole way, which is kind of nice. There's a lot of great scenery along. You're kind of on the edge of the land. It goes down, straight down in a lot of places to right to the sea. I think I saw some whales. I'm not completely sure. There were definitely something kind of popping up in the water.
Well, I have to agree. It certainly was a beautiful sight up there. You could see a lot of rain even further to the south of us. It looked like it was coming down pretty good. We could also see quite a few other islands out there that are uninhabited, of course, but the overlook was just great and the scenery was wonderful. Prior to going to the Makupu Summit, we stopped at a cove on the way, and it was in Kauai State Scenic Park. And there's a sign whenever you get there that says, "Danger, do not go beyond this point." Well, we used that kind of as a suggestion as we kind of walked past it and climbed down the hill. But Shannon told me that when she was here back probably in 2021, was it? Or 2020. Why don't you tell us a story about you and Lucy and her friend being there?
Yeah, so Lucy and I were on Oahu in March of 2020, right, as COVID was kind of shutting everything down. So we had to find some good things to do that were outside. And we came upon the blowhole area, and I have a great picture from that year where it does say, "Danger, do not go beyond this point." And I have a picture of her and her friend just past the sign. And then now, when we were there today, the sign is actually covered with stickers and bumper stickers and all sorts of just different things. And so you can't even read it anymore.
So we took that as apparently it's okay to go there, even though you saw the sign back in 2020. So we actually hiked down to the bottom of the cove there, and the water was splashing in. There were probably a half dozen other people down there that made the trek down, but it was well worth it. It only took us about, you know, to go down and up probably 10 or 15 minutes. It wasn't very long. It was picturesque down there. When we got to the top of Makupu Summit, it's about a 500-foot climb from the bottom to the top. So it's a pretty easy climb if anybody out there wants to try it sometime. And like I said before, it's 2 miles round trip, so a mile up and a mile back. And very much well worth the time. And it's a beautiful drive out there also. You go through a couple really nice little villages and towns that are on the southern side of Oahu. While we were here, we've taken the opportunity to dine at a number of the Hawaiian food trucks that are here, and we've had some great meals at them and just a lot of fun. You may have 8 or 9 of them parked in one area, and you can get anything from barbecue to Mexican food to Chinese food to Polynesian-type food and Portuguese. So there's a lot of opportunities to try many different cuisines here. The weather has been spectacular in the low to mid 70s every day and down into the mid 60s at night. So after we return today, we're going to go pick Lucy up this afternoon, and after she's done with her classes, and then we're going to take a ride to a surfboard shop because Lucy has decided she wants to learn how to surf. And I guess in order to do that, it really pays to have your own surfboard. So we're going to go to a surfboard store and check it out. And I'll let you know down the road how that trip turned out. Well, good evening. It is Wednesday, February 21st, about 5 o'clock in the evening, and Lucy, Shannon, and I are walking the campus at the University of Hawaii at Manoa. Shannon decided that she's already had a tour of the campus, but I haven't seen it yet. So she came along with Lucy and I, and Lucy made an arrangement. As we were walking out of campus, it started raining, and about 10 minutes later after the rain, this beautiful double rainbow came up across the sky. And Lucy, how did you arrange that?
Oh, yeah, that was all me. Pulled a couple of strings, special.
People stopped everywhere and were just looking up at it. And as we were standing there, I think it was right by the...
Yeah, right next to the Warrior Center, which is our gym.
Yeah, and the mascot for the university is the Rainbow Warriors for all of the sports teams. So as we were walking along, Lucy pointed out a number of beautiful attractions. But before we talk about them, the trees on the campus are spectacular. There are gardens and trees everywhere that make this one of the most gorgeous campuses you could see anywhere in the world. Lucy, tell us a little bit about some of the buildings that we went past.
I didn't know what most of the buildings on campus are, still to this day, but...
How about the gardens where they had the garden?
Yeah, the Japanese garden is really beautiful. There's a tea ceremony building in there where they have traditional tea ceremony classes that students can take. Another interesting area is the Korean Studies building, which is beautifully designed and painted to be in a traditional... Korean style.
Well, it certainly replicated what I've seen on TV. Shannon, what was your favorite part of the tour around campus, although you've been there a few other times?
Well, today we saw that one structure that was donated by a prince in Thailand, and I thought that was really neat.
All in all, we're having a great time walking around here, and I can see why Lucy, after she came here the first time, why she decided to make it her choice of a school that she wanted to attend, because it certainly is one of the more gorgeous you're ever going to see. So prior to going on our tour of the school, we picked up Lucy, and we took a drive about 15, 20 minutes from the campus, and Lucy was able to get her first surfboard. Lucy, do you want to talk a little bit about your surfboard?
Sure. Got my first surfboard. It's a 7-foot fun board, so it's good for beginners and intermediates. It was made up on the North Shore, and I think it'll be a great board to start learning on.
Okay, well, I know how much you're going to enjoy it, and as soon as you go out and surf a couple of times, let me know so I can let the podcasters know what it was like on your new board.
Absolutely, I will.
Okay, great, thanks. It's now Thursday evening here in Waikiki, and Shannon and Lucy and I just came back from dinner. We went to another food truck. It was probably our 5th or 6th food truck, and everyone was better than the other. But tonight, Lucy, why don't you tell the folks what you had tonight?
I had garlic shrimp, my favorite. You can find it at almost any food truck in Hawaii, and it's always the best.
And how good is the corn that they serve?
Ooh, it was pretty good. I don't eat very much corn, not as much as I'd like, so.
But it's really special here, the flavor of it and everything. Shannon, what did you have tonight?
I had Hawaiian barbecue chicken and rice, and there's always a salad on the side with a little pineapple salsa. It was very tasty.
You know, one of the things I noticed about the meals here that we've had, none of them ever come with bread and butter. You know, they all come with a salad, and most of the time they come with some type of a rice or a macaroni salad, which is not like the typical macaroni salad that we would consider it in the States. It's not as mayonnaise-y as the one we have, but it is still pretty good. Tonight, I had one of my favorites. I had fresh mahi-mahi. and it was probably the best I've ever had, especially with the little glaze that they had on top of it, along with the corn and the rice and the little salad. Shannon and I had an interesting breakfast this morning at a place very close to the hotel here called Sunny's. And you walk up and order, and you just stand around, and you can eat inside or outside, wherever you want to go. But a big thing here on the island is one of the things Shannon has, and I'll let her explain it to everybody.
Well, it's not a big mystery. I think Hawaii is kind of known for it. It's spam. So it's fried spam and eggs is a very popular breakfast, and it's really tasty.
And I was able to have a breakfast burrito that was all veggies in it, and it was really, really good. So out of, you know, the 5 days that we've been here, we haven't had a bad meal at all. And I certainly look forward to coming back after Lucy returns here next January to experience a little bit more of the island. Lucy, are you getting excited about finishing and then going off to the Navy for your boot camp and basic training?
Absolutely. The semester is moving a lot quicker than I thought it would. I'm already to midterm, so as soon as I know it, I'll be heading out to just past Chicago for my basic training.
And that'll be at the Great Lakes Naval Station there. Mm-hmm. And that's where they do the boot camp and the basic training. And then from there, where do you go?
Then I will head to Pensacola, Florida for my technical training.
And how long will that last?
About 12 weeks.
Okay. And then once you finish your technical training, what happens?
Then I can start working. So I'll work 2 days out of every month. But hopefully I'll have a little time I can spend in Durango before I come back here immediately.
And you'll end up coming back here?
I will probably be here in January so that I can go for my spring semester.
That's right. It'll be your spring, so it'll be January as opposed to August.
Exactly.
Okay. Well, I'm sure that after your basic training and boot camp and technical training, you'll be glad to get back to Hawaii.
Absolutely.
Great. Shannon, what do you think of all that?
I think it sounds like a great plan. I'm super proud of her.
And I think the experience you will have will be second to none. Well, we're back again on the podcast. We have Lucy and Shannon in the car. Shannon's driving. It's raining here on Oahu right now, just sprinkling a little bit, but it's still not a bad day here. So we just left the surfboard shop, and Lucy was able to find a surfboard that she can really use for years to come. It was one that is just the right size for her that they had, and she bought new fins for it, and I don't know what they call it, but
a surf leash.
So you take the surf leash and you put it around your ankle, and if you fall off the board, which, you know, may happen to Lucy once or twice as she learns, but you don't lose your surfboard. So, Lucy, why don't you tell us a little bit about the board that you have, maybe where it was made and what type of, you know, surfboard it is.
Sure. So it's a fun board, which is good for beginners and intermediates because it's a little bit wider and thicker. So a little bit easier to balance on than a short board would be. It's about 7 feet long. And the shaper that made it is Fluid Rhythm. It's about a year old, and I'm really excited to try it out.
And I think you mentioned, or the young lady who sold it to us mentioned, that the board is made on the North Shore of Oahu.
Yeah, the shaper works on the North Shore here in Oahu, so it's kind of neat to have a board made here.
You'd call it a local board.
Yeah.
So when do you think you'll take the board out for the first time?
Well, as soon as I can. We'll see how my class schedule lets me. The latest would be on Friday.
Okay, so today's Wednesday, so you may have to wait a day or so to get it out. Generally, when do you go surfing?
It's better to surf in the morning. A little bit better conditions, so as early as I can wake up.
Do you think that the fact that you have skied before and the fact that you have used a paddleboard before, do you think that'll help you a little bit when it comes to the balance and everything you need for a surfboard?
I hope so. Last time I went surfing, I feel like I did pretty good balancing, so that's probably why.
Okay, so it's a really nice looking board. It's kind of an off-white with a red around the edges of it and a line down the middle. So it's just been recently waxed. So I think she is ready to go out on Thursday or Friday and give it a try out there. Shannon, are you thinking of giving it a try while you're here?
Well, I was just saying that I feel like I've been here too many times to have not tried surfing. So maybe if I have time on Friday, I'll go take a lesson.
So, Lucy, I know you've surfed here a few times before, along with Megan Kiley, but is it fairly close to where you live?
There are two spots that are good for beginners that aren't too far. Diamond Head, where you guys drove by earlier today, and White Plains is on the west shore, probably 45 minutes from campus.
Okay, so when do you think you'll be ready for the North Shore where we were the other day?
Not for a long time.
Yeah, that, as the guy said that I interviewed, that's pretty radical up there, and the waves were really, really high. So I think it's one of the ones where you'll take a little bit of time and get some experience behind you, and then you can take it up to the North Shore and try it up there one time.
Sounds like a plan.
Okay, well, it's a mission completed. We talked about this whenever we arrived on Sunday that we were going to do it. So today was the day. So I'm excited for Lucy that she'll have an opportunity to try another sport and just see how she does it. Talk to you later.
Well, I want to thank my father-in-law, John Simon, for taking the podcast to Hawaii. How fun. He obviously is loving this when he gets to take the podcast on the road. And there, John has not ever met somebody that he would consider a stranger. So loves meeting new people, hearing their stories, and just love that they're willing to lean in and share them on the podcast. So until we talk again,